Once again we present your periodical waste of time, What You Know Net Radio.
Often raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. Slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
This is a Below Top Secret podcast for the Above Top Secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio, investigating the hard topics, furling his brow in a vain attempt to understand the situation. What You Know goes forth fearless in the face of most certain idiocy to deliver the truth in all its glorious obviousness. So join us in at least ridiculing this moron on the W, UK and R.
You're supposed to be dead!
Am I not?
Secret, just giving everybody a shout out for Halloween. It's coming up in only 10 days, everyone. Aren't you excited? I'm excited. This is going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun this Halloween. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone gets lots of candy and has a great time. Now, what is Halloween? Where does it come from? What's its origins? Is it a satanic holiday? Or is it a great fun to be had by all? We here at What You Know Net Radio, gonna educate you. Halloween is one of the oldest holidays still. It's probably the second most popular holiday, save Christmas. And the reason is obvious. I mean, you get to dress up, you get to go out, carve jack-o'-lanterns. I mean, come on, candy, having fun. I mean, pranks, come on, it's the best. There's nothing better than Halloween. Now, Halloween is on, of course, October 31st, the last day of the Celtic calendar. It was originally a pagan holiday honoring the dead. Halloween was referred to as All Hallows' Eve, and dates back over 2,000 years ago. All Hallows' Eve is the evening before All Saints' Day, which was created by Christians to convert pagans, and is celebrated on November 1st. The Catholic Church honored saints on this designated day. There's lots of different versions of the origins of the old customs of Halloween. Some remain consistent by all accounts. Different cultures view Halloween somewhat differently, but traditional Halloween practices remain the same. Halloween culture can be traced back to the Druids, a Celtic culture in Ireland, Britain, and Northern Europe. Roots lay in the Feast of Samhain, which was annually on October 31st to honor the dead. Samhain signifies summer's end, or November. Samhain was the harvest festival with huge sacred bonfires marking the end of the Celtic year and beginning of a new one. Many of the practices involved in this celebration were fed on superstition. The Celts believed that the souls of the dead roamed the streets and villages at night. Since not all spirits were thought to be friendly, gifts and treats were left out to pacify the evil and ensure that next year's crops would be plentiful. This custom evolved into trick-or-treating. So, you know, kiddies dressing up as the evil spirits to go around and, you know, either egg your house, that's the trick, or, you know, get treats, you know. That's the thing, you know? It's fun. So, what's Halloween without a jack-o'-lantern? I love them. I love carving jack-o'-lanterns. I wish I could do it all year long. Nothing more fun than taking the guts out of a gourd and making it look all spooky and stuff. It's great. You throw a candle in there, it glows, it's great. It's awesome. Now check this out. 700,000 immigrants came to America in the 1800s during the Irish Potato Famine, bringing with them the traditions of Halloween and the use of the jack-o'-lantern. Traditionally, the lantern was carved from a turnip, potato, or beet and lit with a burning lump of coal or a candle. These lanterns represented the souls of the departed loved ones and were placed in windows or set on porches to welcome the deceased. They also served as protection against malevolent spirits or goblins freed from the dead. Turnips and gourds were not as readily available in the Americas, so the pumpkin was used and found to be quite an adequate replacement. The pumpkin jack-o'-lantern has been an essential part of Halloween celebrations since the Victorian days, and today is a universal symbol of Halloween. Now, there are lots and lots of legends out there about the jack-o'-lantern. The most popular one is about a ne'er-do-well Irishman named Jack. Well known for his drunken meanness, Jack got so intoxicated on Halloween that his soul began to leave his body. The devil saw an opportunity to claim a victim and promptly came to Earth. Jack was desperate to avoid his fate, so he begged the devil to allow him one last drink. The devil consented, but stated that Jack would have to pay for his drink because the devil carried no money. Jack claimed only to have a sixpence left, and he asked that the devil assume the shape of a sixpence to pay for the drink. Then, tab paid, the devil could change back to himself. The devil considered the request reasonable and changed himself into a sixpence. Jack immediately grabbed the coin and put it in his wallet, which had a cross-shaped catch. The devil was unable to get out and began ranting and cursing. Then Jack made a deal that the devil would be released if he agreed to let Jack alone for 1 year. The devil agreed, and then Jack set forth to reform his bad behavior over the next year. It wasn't long before Jack slipped back into his mean, drunken ways, and next All Hallows Eve, the devil reappeared to Jack and demanded his soul. Once again, Jack was so desperate to save himself, he did so by tricking the devil. He suggested to the devil that he may want one of his delicious apples hanging on a tree nearby. he offered to allow the devil to climb on his shoulders to reach the apple. Once the devil was in the tree, Jack pulled out a pocket knife and carved a cross into the tree trunk. The devil could not get out of the tree. Furious and desperate, the devil offered Jack 10 years of peace in exchange for freeing him. Jack insisted that the devil never bother him again and he would be free. The devil resentfully agreed. Jack then returned to his old ways, but before the next Halloween, his body gave out and he passed. He was turned away at the gates of heaven because of his meanness in his life. The devil refused him at the gates of hell, stating that he would never bother him again, and told him to return for whence he came. To help Jack see on his journey, the devil threw him a burning lump of coal from hell. Jack put the ember inside of a turnip, and spent Jack's light on his eternal wanderings ever since. To protect oneself from Jack on All Hallows' Eve, jack-o'-lanterns were placed on porches and in windows, in hopes that Jack would take the light if needed, instead of bothering anyone. So, yeah, Jack, you're kind of a dick, and so we're going to give you a pumpkin with a candle in it, so piss off, bastard. That's retarded. But, hey, you know, not all the old customs and folklore makes much sense, right? You know? So this What You Know Net Radio special on Halloween continues.
Am I dead?
You're not dead. You've been taken against your will.
Kobe? Who is that? Dr. Phil? What the hell's going on?
I don't know. I was doing a show on teens with abandonment issues, and suddenly I woke up here.
Man, those kids are going to be pissed.
Hello, gentlemen. You don't know me, but I know you. You both play games with other people for a living. But today, you play a game for your lives. Right now, you are both breathing in a deadly nerve gas. You have 120 seconds to reach the antidote, or you die.
Oh my God, how are we gonna get out of here?
Let the game begin.
There!
Hit the metal arm with something. There.
Damn it. Sorry.
Shaquille, I'm not angry at you, but we are 1 minute away from death. Just shut out the no voice. Own your success.
Make the damn basket! What the hell was that for?
You hurt my feelings. Not exactly.
What?
I just tell people to get real. I'm not even a psychologist. I'm an electrician. I failed you, Shaq. I failed you.
This'll never work.
Of course. He wants us to cut through our feet.
You go first.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You're probably not man enough. I guess your mama was right.
Never! Who's a coward now, Mama?
Candy from a baby.
Oh my God! I did it! We're saved! What's wrong?
Wrong foot.
Mother!
What You Know Net Radio, destroying the earth, one podcast at a time.
just a What You Know Net Radio shout out to my favorite girl in the world. That is dear, dear Liz Vicious. Halloween, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Liz.
Happy Halloween. And happy birthday to me. My birthday, I'm one. Yeah, passing out some candy, drinking some juice. Not really, I'm a liar. Look, pumpkins. This is my pumpkin. Look how sad it is. It's the form now. It's all dried up. It was beautiful. It's better than that one. Knock it over. I'll smash it. Yep, I'm cold. I'm a vampire. I lost my teeth. Oh, well. And then I went out and bought new ones. They were too big, and they looked like buck tooth vampires. Like, no way. But yeah, just hanging out. I'll see you in a little bit. See how the night goes.
Now it's time for What You Know Net Radio News. We find news from all around the internet, or just make the shit up. This is unfair and imbalanced journalism.
We're paying $1 billion a year to Pakistan, which is orchestrating the Taliban insurgency. So it's actually U.S. taxpayer money that is paying for the insurgents.
There's a lot of fine print in your plan, Mr. Vice President, in all due respect. It is, I'm not so sure 80% of the people get the death tax. I know this, 100% will get it if I'm the president.
Soylent Green is made from people!
What You Know Net Radio News. Unfair and unbalanced journalism. We report the news so that you don't have to read it.
We present What You Know.
Now let's look at some weird news headlines from around the world. For the week of October 19th, 2008. The lead story on, according to Chuck Shepherd's News of the Weird. Britain's Bristol City Council warned residents in government housing in September to always leave their sheds unlocked, otherwise thieves would have to break the doors down to get inside, and taxpayers would be stuck with the repair bills. Yeah. Atlanta Pentecostal preacher Thomas Meeks told the Journal Constitution in October that he was in talks to create a survivor-type TV reality show in which the twice-divorced evangelist navigates a field of single women and selects a winner. Holy hookup, who will be the next Mrs. Weeks? Will, he said, be a very tasteful five-star presentation. There's some things that the government does when it's not bailing out the economy. The municipal transit company in Austin, Texas, unveiled a rider education campaign in August, giving step-by-step instructions on how to stand up on buses without falling over. When the bus is accelerating, lean forward and put your weight on your front foot. The introductory frame on the poster featured a hurried rider exclaiming, "Help! I'll never figure it out!" A British government-funded poster campaign, also introduced in August, aims to encourage those waiting for municipal buses to do Pilates-type movements to improve physical fitness. Among the suggestions, standing on one leg, pointing the toes forward, clenching the buttocks. Yeah, that's what I do every single day when I'm waiting for the bus. Most workers who have retired in the last few years from New York's Long Island Railroad have also qualified for disability payments, though most did not claim such disabilities while working. According to a September New York Times investigation of state records, lax union work rules plus astonishingly cooperative Railroad Retirement Board, which virtually never rejects a disability application, have resulted in nearly every worker drawing about as much money in retirement as he made on the job. In October, the Times also discovered that many of the same retirees, apparently so confident that their disability status would be improved, that they also purchased private disability insurance to make retirement even more lucrative. Yeah, that's great. Let's look at police blotter a little bit. Police in Dortmund, Germany arrested six Romanian men in June and charged them with stealing from trucks on the open highway. Allegedly, the thieves would drive their own truck carefully up behind a tractor trailer at highway speed, and a man on the hood would reach out and open the back of the rig with a bolt cutter. He would climb in and loot the rig of computers and cell phones by passing them out to a partner sitting on the hood of the trailing truck. That rock! Motorist Michael Mills Jr., 38, who was making a getaway from police in Chesapeake, Virginia, who wanted him on identity theft charges, broke through a drawbridge warning arm and tried to jump Dukes of Hazzard style onto the span that was being lowered, but which wouldn't be completely down for another several minutes. He missed, and the car plunged into the Elizabeth River, where it sank. Mills was rescued and arrested. Let's go into the least competent criminals. A 30-year-old man appears to be the most recent person, according to the account of police in Woodland, California, in August, to attempt to throw burning fireworks at a target while traveling in a car by having the toss fail to clear the window and thus explode inside the car. He was hospitalized. Another familiar scene, two 18-year-old men spotted police approaching their trailer park home in Salina, Kansas, in August, panicked and tossed illegal drugs out a window. However, police spotted the flying drugs. Even though cops had originally intended only to serve warrants on the two of their neighbors, the men were arrested. The estimated 1 million Japanese, almost all males, who suffer from the major antisocial funk called hikikomori and confine themselves inside, typically a bedroom in their parents' home, for months at a time without live human interaction, has been mentioned in the news of the weird in 2000 and 2005. In July, the Japanese software company Avex produced a video to help these men, simply featuring a series of young women staring into the lens, occasionally saying good morning, so that hikikomori sufferers can practice feeling the gazes of strangers. That can be kind of creepy. Okay, this isn't worse than mine. There isn't worse than mine, but men whose sex lives are worse than yours. Police in Fort Myers, Florida, said Jonathan Guabo, 29, who was angry that his girlfriend had denied him sex when they came home from a bar in October, left the room, shot himself twice in the arm, fell and hit his head in the kitchen appliance, knocking himself out. Okay. In Anderson Township, Ohio, in July, another frustrated lover, angry that his girlfriend kept falling asleep one night during sex, retaliated, according to the police, by attempting to set fire to her van. The 46-year-old man, who couldn't sustain his lover's interest, is Gregory Smallwood. So that wraps it up for the news on What You Know Net Radio. And that should about do it for our show. Have a great night, everybody, and happy Halloween.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.
Rebecca.